Begin the current daf himself. This is not the daf Samach Gimel. Begin on the top of the Yamid. But the Gemara continues on the halachas of Naziris, specifically here going to the end of the Masechta. We discuss certain components of the halachas of Tumah as they apply to the halachas specifically of Nazir. So the Mishnah begins, Nazir Shegilech. Regarding a Nazir that finished his whole Naziris of Tahara, he already brought his Karbanas, he already cut his hair, he's done with his Naziris. Now, he thinks he's done with it, but then V'nei D'lei Shu'ut Tameh. He finds out, he's notified, that he had once walked along a certain road, and they found out that there was Tumah over there. So he had become Tameh. So generally, when you become Tameh, whatever the time is, it's Seisri Naziris, and you have to do all the whole Naziris. So what's Allah over here? So the Mishnah says it actually depends what type of Tumah it is, and as we'll see, there's a unique categorization of a type of Tumah that will not be Seisri Naziris. So first, the Mishnah says the obvious way. Im Tum Yudua, if it was a known source of Tumah, in other words, that it was a type of Tumah that was possible for someone in the world to have known about, just he didn't realize, and he became Tumah, so then the halacha is Seisr. Then, you became Tumah, you thought you were done, you even brought your karbanas, you cut your hair, you were Tumah. See, you gotta do over, whenever Nazir becomes Tumah, whatever you had counted up until then didn't count, you have to do over your Naziris. But, says the Mishnah, Bim Tumas Tahoim, but if let's say he finds out that the place where he walked by, that there was a source of Tumah, was what's called the Tumah of the depths, of the abyss, which as the Gemara will explain, it means to say that no one in the world could be ever knew about this source of Tumah. It was buried deep down under the ground. So although he definitely became Tumah because he walked over that source of Tumah, the halacha actually is Eina Seisr. It's not going to be demolishing and undoing the Naziris that he counted. He's done with his Naziris. And as we'll see in the Gemara, ultimately, that's really a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Although the Gemara tries learning it out from Sukkim, it's a halacha that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, from Hashem, that if, as we'll see the qualifications in the Mishnah, three different points regarding this Tumah Satohaim has to be A, this point of that Tumah in the depth and no one ever knew about it. Now, the Mishnah moves on to the second qualification for this to work. And that is, Im Atchalei Gilach, if let's say he even brought his karbanis yet, but he didn't yet cut his hair, and then he's notified and says, oh, wait a second, you're cutting your hair? You think you're done with your Naziris? 10 days ago, you walked down that road, there was a Tumah over there. Then the Mishnah says, Bein Kach, whether if it was a Tumah Yadua, which is a regular source of Tumah that could have been known, or whether it was even that they found that there was a Tumah HaTahoim over there, that let's say no one could have known about that, still, Seisr is going to be Seisr, the Naziris that he counted up. But till then, he's going to have to count over his Naziris. And the reason being is because that's part of the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that Tumah HaTahoim, that it's not Seisr the Naziris, is only specifically if he finds out, like the Tana of our Mishnah, which the Gemara will explain is actually Rabbi Elazar, that it's only after the hair was cut, meaning when he finishes his Naziris, or like the opinion of the Rabbanan, which is even before the hair cutting, but it has to be after the Karbanas are brought. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's the town of our Mishnah, that you're only done when you cut your hair, if you find out about it before you cut your hair, then the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai does not prevent you from being Seisr Naziris, and even though it was a Tumah HaTahoim, it's going to be Seisr the Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad. How do we find the conceptualization of this halacha of Tumah HaTahoim, of Tumah of the depth? What does that mean? What's the type of case like it? So it says the Mishnah, Yared Litvul B'Ma'ara. First, it's going to describe a Tumah Yadua type of case, which we said that is Seisr. And then it's going to describe the case of Tumah HaTahoim. So let's say someone goes down to immerse himself in a mikvah that's in a cave, where he's only has a lesser type of a Tumah, Tumah Sheretz, which makes it only Tumah for the evening. And well, as we'll see, the situation that he's encountering over here is a higher level of Tumah, that of Tumas Mess. So he's going to immerse himself in the mikvah. Okay, he's a Tumah Sheretz, he has to immerse, and by nightfall he'll be tar. The Nimtza Mess, Tzaf al Pi Ha'Ma'ar. Now he's getting out of the mikvah, and he sees, oh my, there's a corpse floating on top of the water in the mikvah in this cave. He couldn't see it, it's a dark cave, and he sees now suddenly there's a corpse floating over there. Now, he's in doubt. Did he lean over that corpse at any point in time when he was, let's say, going in the mikvah, did he lean over it or not? Which the ramification of that is, specifically for a mess, is that if the mess is over you, or you over the mess, or both of you are in one tent area, that applies Allah of Tumas Oil, and then you become Tameh. So he's not sure, was he leaning over it or not? So that says the Mishnah, tummy. So he's going to be tummy. Now, the reason for this is because since we're talking about in a mikveh, in a cave, which is a reshus ha-yachid, it's a private domain, there's a halacha that says, safek tumah b'reshus ha-yachid, if you have a doubtful situation, if there was tumah, which is the case over here, was he mal on it or not, the halacha is that svekei tumah, the doubtful situation gets resolved as if he was tummy. Now, so that is what the Mishnah is saying, that even if he finds out about this situation of doubt, even after he cut his hair already, I mean, he already finishes Naziris, it's still going to be Saisa again, because this is as what the Mishnah opened up by saying that if it's a Tumah Yudua, it's a regular known source of Tumah, meaning someone could have known there was a body in the mikveh, he just didn't know that, wasn't buried 50 feet under. So since it's a Tumah Yudua, so therefore, he's going to be Tumah from the situation of doubt. Now, the Rosh just points out one idea, as we'll see on the next daf. Although the Gemara will tell us, that safek tumah tzafa, when there's a situation of doubtful tumah regarding something floating, that then actually you say tahar, and here we have something floating on the water, and we say the safek is going to be tameh, that as we'll see in the Gemara says the Rosh, that's only by safek maga. That's only if you're not sure if you touched that source of tumah. Because we actually learned that out from the halachas of sheretz, which only has tumas maga, not tumas oil. But here with the situation of doubt is the safek of oil, did you lean over it? There we don't say the leniency of tzafa floating, and therefore the halacha would be, as any safek tumah b'shus ha-yachid, that it's going to be considered as tameh. So that's regarding tumah yadua. Tumah yadua, no leniencies. Now, however, nimtza mishuka b'karka ha-ma'aro, let's say they're doing some type of excavations, and they find that exactly where that person immersed himself, deep buried under, there was some corpse buried there. So you have this source of tumah that was there. Now, for sure, this person who went into this mikveh became tummy. And that is what the Mishnah is saying, that if he finds out about this after he cut his hair, meaning after he was totally done his naziris, if yard lahakar, if he had gone down to cool himself down, then tar, then he's going to be tar, and it's not going to be seiser, because again, that's a conceptualization of the case of tumah satayim. Now, the Rosh points out something interesting, is that in the reisha, meaning when it gave the conceptualization of tumah yadua by a regular viable source of tumah that could have been known, it says that he was yored litfo. So although he said that it was only litfo for tumah sheretz, not tumah mess, which is the suffix tumah that he's encountering, so why did it say that he went down specifically to immerse himself in the mikvah, and not like we just said regarding tumah hatahoim, that he's going just to cool himself off? Because that's a chiddush to say that even though generally someone that goes to immerse himself in the mikvah, he wants to purify himself. Why is he going to the mikvah? So generally, you would say that he'd be careful and make sure there's no source of tumah in the mikveh itself. And therefore, maybe we would say that this safek tumah, regarding even when there's a tumah yadua, you would say that he would be tahar. And that is what the Mishnah first says, that no, even though he's going to be tayvel, still it's a safek tumah b'shus ha-yach, and the safek is going to be tumah. And the Seif is saying a chiddush the other way around, that even though he's going to just cool himself off, and if just going to cool himself off, he just jumps into the pool, and he doesn't even pay attention to what's there, still, since it's a tumas hatahaim, and we find that definitely it was there, it doesn't make a difference, he's going to be tar, again, if he finds out about this, after that he cut off his hair, as again, that's because that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Now, however, the Mishnah does say that was either if he's going to just cool off, or he was only coming to purify himself from tumas sheretz. Where then, if it's a tumas hatahaim, even though definitely it was there, and you find out about it later, it's not going to be seiser. But if litar mit tumas mes, but if let's say that there was a nazir that was tummy, and he was immersing himself in this mikvah, where we find out later that there was a dead person buried deep under, and he didn't know about it, and he finished his naziris, and he was, so when he had gone into that mikvah, was to purify himself from tumas mes. Or let's say a simpler case would be if let's say he was a tummy mess. He was a regular person that had contracted tumma from a corpse. He immersed himself, and after he came out, he said, "Oh, come tummy, now I'm going to accept upon myself Naziris." And then he finishes Naziris and he cuts his hair. Still, the halacha is going to be that he's going to be tummy, in other words, and it's going to be seiser his Naziris. Now, the reason for this is, Shecheska is tummy, because someone that's in a presumptive state of tumma, which is what this person is, when he's going to be mitar himself from tumas mes, he's already tumas mes. So then he retains that status of tumas mes, even though it's a tumas hatahaim. But you never really purified yourself, because in the mikveh itself there was a corpse. Vecheskes tar, in contrast to the first way we described it, when he was just going to cool himself off, or even if he had Tumas Sheretz, but he didn't have Tumas Tahalim, so in regards to Tumas Mes, he had a Cheskes Tahara, so he retains that status of Tahara, even though that there was a corpse there beneath, because it's only Tumas Tahalim. And the reason is Sherek Lang Ladavar, because the terminology literally means to say that there's legs for the thing. In other words, it leans towards that, that if you have this Chazaka, you'll retain that status. If you have a different Chazaka, you'll retain that status. Now, the Rush points out that obviously this Svara that the Mishnah is ending off with, this Raglayim Ladavar, is not precisely so. And the reason being is because there's no logic over here, really, regarding this Halacha of Tumas HaTohim. The whole Halacha is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's an enigma. It's not coming from logic or from a Pasuk. So rather, the Rush explains what the Mishnah is just saying is that you should just know that there is some logic here, even though it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And the reason being is because since this person was Becheskas Tuma, and he was going to purify himself from that tumah, but however, there's a corpse there in there that we find out later, even though it's buried deep down, was there. So therefore, we could understand, again, but that's not why we're saying the halacha, that the halacha Meshem Sinai says that you're not going to be tahar, even though that it was a tumah satoim. So the conclusion of our mission is that there's actually three variables that are involved for, although the generally nazir becomes tumah, your tumah, it's seisid naziris, if it has three components, it's not going to be seisid naziris. First of all, if it was a Tumas HaTohim, which, as the Gemara will explain, if it's a source of Tumah that could be no one ever had known about this ever before. Moreover, the second point is that he only found out about it after he did the Taglachas, after he cut his hand and he was done with the Naziris. And the third point is regarding this idea of having a Cheskes Tahara, meaning that he was only going to immerse himself for, let's say, just to cool off or Tumas Sheretz, but if he was going for it, he himself was already Tumas Mes. And then he was immersing, and we found that in the mikveh that he was immersing was a Tumas HaTohim, then we say that he's not, even if he finds out afterwards, and it was a Tumas HaTohim, still it's going to be Seisr, his Naziris. So now the Gemara says, Mina Anamili. From where do we know this halacha, that Tumas HaTohim is not going to be Seisr, the person's Naziris? So Amr B'Lazar, Allah says, Damakra, because it says the Pasuk in Bamidbar, and this is Perek Vav Pasuk test, says v'chiyamus meis olav bepesa pesam, that if a nazir suddenly a person dies on him, meaning in his vicinity, that he becomes tamei. So the pasuk there says v'timei rish nizra, and he had made himself tamei, and he has to go through the whole procedure of becoming tahar and then being seisr his nazirs and starting over. So says Rabbi Lazar, the word it says is yamus meis olav on him. What it means on him, it means b'muchuveres loy. Meaning to say that it was clear to him. What that means to say is that it's excluding Tumas HaTohim because that's not clear. No one ever knew about this. Such a source of Tumah will not be Seisr as Naziris. Rish Lakish Amar, he says a different source. He says, Amakra, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, and this, the first Pasuk that Rabbi Lazar brought was by the Pasha of Nazir. He brings a Pasuk by the Pasha of Pesach, where it says, Ish kiyia tamei lenefesh. If a man will be tamei, because he had came in contact with a nefesh, with a soul, with a person, or he was very far away and he couldn't bring the carbon Pesach, so then it says he brings Pesach Sheni, a month later in the year. Now, however, on that is what Shlakish says, we compare Tuma ki derech, we compare Tuma, the two components of why you weren't able to do the first Pesach, either because you were Tameh or because you were on the road, so we compare those two elements. To say, ma derech begaloi, just like a road is open for everybody and revealed, sa'af kol begaloi, so to everything, in other words, so to the halacha of tumah is only when it's revealed. Then that will give you the status of tamil nefesh. However, that excludes tumas atahayim, where it's not begaloi, no one ever knew about it, and therefore that's not going to give him the halacha of tumah. Again, therefore, in regards to the halachas of Pesach, which again, as the Rush points out, that elsewhere the sugya learns this a little bit differently, but our sugya over here learns that one of them learns out the halacha by Pesach and learns out Nazir from Pesach, and the other one learns it out from Pesach and learns it out from Nazir and learns out Pesach from Nazir. So again, either you know it from the fact of Allah, that on him, meaning that he saw that this Tumah was here, it was clear to him in contrast to Tumas HaTohim, or as we find with Karban Pesach, that it's not going to be a problem, it's not going to be considered Tumah LeNefesh in regards to his bringing the Karban Pesach, if it was Tumas HaTohim, because it has to be like the Derech, which is Begali, and Tumas HaTohim is not Begali. Those are the two interpretations of how you know the Halacha, this unique leniency of Tumas HaTohim. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, the Eloha Ditznan, but this we learned in the following Braisa, a Zuhi Tumas HaTohim. What is a case of Tumas HaTahayim, Tumah of the depth. So says the Braisa, Kol She'enoi Makira Echad B'Seif HaOilam, that if no one else in the world, meaning it's possible that no one in the world ever knew about this Tumah, so then that's what's considered Tumas HaTahayim. Now, Av Makira Echad B'Seif HaOilam, but if someone even at the end of the world knew about this source of Tumah, into Tumas HaTahayim, that doesn't have the leniencies of Tumah of the depth. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Elaman Domeki Derech, it makes sense according to the interpretation of Rish Lakish that compared Tumah to Derech, Shaper, it makes sense. Why? Because since someone even at the end of the world knows about it, so it's Gluya, it's revealed, it's not totally removed and hidden from the whole world. So on some level, it's like a road and it's Gluya. So that's why that's not going to be considered Tumas HaTahayim. But Elaman Domeki Derech Veris Lai, but according to the interpretation of Rabbi Laza, who learned that from the word Olav, that the reason why Tumas HaTahayim is not going to be Saisis Naziris is because it has to be clear to him. And if it's not clear to him, it's not going to be Saisir. So, Ki Makira Echad B'Seif HaOilam, my Havas. So then why, asked the Gemara, does it make a difference? As the Braisa is saying, if someone at the even at the end of the world knows about it, it's not Tumas HaTahayim, what do you mean? Why should it be Tame? But it's not Mechuveris Lai. For the Nazir himself, it wasn't clear. No one in his whole nation even knew about it. So why should that be considered a flaw in Tumas HaTahayim if you know it from the word Olav? Pursue more of the Gemara asks the second question, which is difficult both according to the Man D'Amah of Mechuveris Lai and according to Rish Lakish who learns loud from Ki Derech. Because Had Tanya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamoitzei Meis Mushkev L'Rach B'Shal Derech. If someone finds that there was a corpse laying along the width of the road, I mean the length, could be that you walked on the side of it on the road. But if it's taking up, it goes along the width, it took up the entire width of the road. So anyone walking down that road definitely passed over that corpse and became Tame. So on that says the Braisa, the Betruma Tame, so regards to the consumption of Truma, we consider you Tame. But, Benazru Basiyas Pesach Tar, in regards to the halachas of a Nazir, meaning Seisis Naziris, or making the Karm Pesach, where if you're Tame, you can't make it, you're actually going to be considered Tar. Now, that the Gemara's question is, Ma'ishna. What is the difference? In other words, just like either Manda Amar, or Belazar, or Shlakish, if you learn it out from Nazir, you learn out Pesach from Nazir. If you learn it out from Pesach, you learn Nazir from Pesach. So the question is, so then why didn't you learn out everything from wherever the source is, whether Olav or Kiderech? Just like you learn out, we know the halach applies definitely for Nazir and Pesach, so why wouldn't it apply to Truma too? Now, the Rush points out that actually the Gemara could have asked, from the Mishnah itself, the type of question that it's asking now. The Mishnah differentiates between if he found out about this Tumas HaTahayim, if it was after he cut his hair, or before he cut his hair. Now, if it's learned from Psukim, like Rabbi Lazar and Rish Lakish are attempting to say now, so then it wouldn't make a reason to differentiate between before he cut his hair or after. Tumas HaTahayim is not a problem. Why is it only after the cutting hair and not before the cutting hair? So too from the end of the Mishnah, which says that if he was going to purify himself from Tumas Mas, then we said that actually that Tumas HaTahayim will be a problem, he will be Tameh. But again, if it's Linda from Sukkim, but since it definitely was the Tumah from a Kevar HaTahayim, so why would it make a difference if he was Tameh or if he was Tar? Since if he had been immersing himself from his Tumas Yadua and he immersed himself for that, so even though there on the bottom of the mikvah was some Tumas HaTahayim, he should be Tar because Tumas HaTahayim is not a problem. So I think Gemara concludes, you're right. It's not like what Rabbi Laza said, it's not like Rish Lakish said, we don't know from Sukkim. Ela, Tumas HaTahayim, Gemara, Gemirla. Actually, this halacha of Tumas HaTahayim of not being Seisis Naziris and not making a problem from bringing a Karm Pesach is actually halacha L'Meshe Mesinai. And as the Rosh is the Psukim that Rabbi Laza and Rish Lakish brought are only what's called Asmach to be Almas, they're only allusions to this halacha. But the halacha L'Meshe Mesinai, and why we asked, as the Braisa say, it's only by Nazir and Pesach and not by Truma. Because that's what the halacha Moshe Messina was said. It was only said as an oral or to Moshe that it applies to just Nazir and to Pesach, but not this unique dispensation does not apply to any other area of halacha. Now the Gemara continues with our mission that said that im atchel gilach. So we said that this whole halacha, this as we just proved, is halacha Moshe Messina of Tumas HaTahayim is only if he had already cut his hair. But if he didn't cut his hair yet, if he finds out, even if it was a Tumas HaTahayim, it's going to be Seisis Naziris. L'chulu. So on that, the Gemara asks, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says that if he finds out about it before he cut his hair, even though he already brought his Karbanis, that it's going to be Seisis Naziris? On that, Rabbi Yechon, and he says, Rabbi Lazar, it's Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Taglachas Ma'akevas, that his opinion is that the hair cutting at the end of the Naziris, if you didn't cut your hair yet, that does not allow you yet to drink wine or to be metamela mesa. Now the reason being is because according to the Rabbanan, who they say that ain't taglachas makabas, regarding allowing you to do all the things a Nazir can't do, like drinking wine, metamela mesa, you don't have to have cut your hair yet. Rather, from when the bloods of the karbanas are thrown, so then already then you don't have a halach of Nazir anymore, and therefore there wouldn't be any difference according to them before you cut your hair or after you cut your hair. This must be the Tana of Mishnah that makes that as the dividing line. Must be going like Rabbi Eliezer that he holds that your taglach is ma'keves, so you're only not Nazir anymore, which is only when the unique halach of Mishnah Sinai of not being Saisa through Tumas HaTaim applies only when you're done with your Naziris, which is according to Rabbi Eliezer, after you cut your hair. Now, related to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who we just defined as the Tana of our Mishnah, the Gemara says the following question, and this is going to be Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasai, meaning we're going to compare and contrast two of his halachas, one that of our Mishnah, and one which is a different halacha which was brought earlier in this Masechta. Nitma b'toich malois. If, let's say, a person became tamei within the days of malois. Malois is the term of the completion and the conclusion of his Naziris. So let's say he took a 30-day Naziris. So in day 15, sometime during his Naziris, he became tamei, which as the Rosh points out, whether a tamei yadua, it was a source that could have been known, or tamei satahim could be a source that no one ever knew about it. Doesn't make a difference. Sometime during his Naziris, he became tamei. But he didn't know about it. V'noida loyla acher malois, and he only was notified after the conclusion of the term of the Naziris. However, before he cut his hair, because we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's regards to this that we learned in the Mishnah that said, im atchele gilach, meaning, because once you cut your hair, if it's tumas atoim, then we said you're done with it. So we're talking about before you cut your hair, but it's already achem alois, meaning it's after the conclusion of the term, but you yet didn't cut your hair. Now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, because we said that he's the Tana of our Mishnah, that benkach or benkach saisa, that either way, if it's a tumah yidua, even if it's a tumah satahim, it's going to be saisa the naziris. Now that is what Rami Bahama's question is, in the way that we just described it, where he was tummy during malais, and he only finds out achar malais, but before his hair cutting, how many days is it going to be saisa? As we'll see in the Gemara's discussion, where it keeps on clarifying what was his question, what's Rava's answer, that is it going to be seven days or 30 days? As the Gemara explains, Ma, what's the halacha? The Gemara explains, Basir Diaz Linan, do we base this halacha on when he finds out about his tama? Now, the idea Achem Aloisi, he's only finding out about his tama. He didn't know that he was tama. He only found that that road was a tummy road, and he's about to cut his hair. It's already after he finished his Naziris, and he finds out that he became tummy. Now, there is a halacha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll see on the Mabeis, that when you become tummy, acher malais, even before you finish your Naziris, meaning when you finish your 30 days, but now you're on day 31, you're going to bring your karbanis, and you're going to cut your hair. So if you didn't yet cut your hair, so you're still a Nazir, but you're acher malais, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's only says 7 days. So do we say that we go based on when you find out about it? Now you're finding out about Achem Alois. It's only says for 7 days. Oiloi, or no, do you say that you go based on when he became Tameh, and he became Tameh Taich Malois, which everyone agrees, it says for your whole Naziris, and you're going to have to do over the 30 days. Now, the Gemara asks, as we already just alluded to this, Ulamai, what's the difference, asks the Gemara, if we go based on when he finds out about it, or when he became Tameh? It's Lamister. It's regarding how many days will he have to do over. Is it going to be 7 days, because we go based on when he finds out about it, because it's Achem Alois? Or it's going to be 30 days, meaning the whole Naziris, because of when he became Tamei, which was Teich Malais. So we continue to Amad Beis, where Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, look, I'll answer your question, Rami Bachama, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Im Ad Shaloi Gilach, that said that even if it was a Tumas HaTahim, says the Mishnah, which we said, okay, it's not going to be Seisa, but if he finds out about it before he cut his hair, which is Achar Malois, but it's before you finished, Benkach or Benkach Seisr. Either way, it's going to be Seisr the Naziris. Now, says Rava Hechidami, what is the case that the Mishnah is describing? And that is, Idi is Yada Leibetoich Malois, if this person already knew about his Tumah that he had during the Naziris. He already found out about it on, let's say, day 15. He already knew that he was Tumah. And now he's just, before the haircutting, On that says Rabbi Tzricha Lameima, would it be necessary to say that it's going to be Saiser? In other words, since the Tumah and the Idea was during the Malayas, of course it's going to be Saiser's Naziris. So Elalav rather says Rabbi, it's obvious that even if only the knowing was La'achar Malayas, we're talking about here, he's about to cut his hair, and then it's going to be Saiser. What do you mean? Meaning to say that even though you became Tumah during your Naziris, we only found out about it Acher Malois. So Shema Mino, what we can infer from our Mishnah is that it's going to be Saiser, even if the Yediyah was Acher Malois, because since you became Tomei, Teich the Malois. Now, however, as the Rush points out, is that as the Gemara didn't yet conclude what it is that Rav is coming to say. In other words, the Gemara will then go on a discussion about what essentially Rav is answering, and then in the process going to explain what Rami Bacham is really asking. Because the Gemara explains further. So it's seemingly like Rav is answering the question, saying, what do you mean, in regards to Saiser? What do you mean, Saiser? Of course it's going to be Saiser. Because we see from the Mishnah that even though it's Acher Malais, but because you're right before the haircutting, and it can't be that you knew about it before, so even if you knew about it only Acher Malais, you see that it's going to be Saiser. And that the Gemara says, no. But Adayin Tibayalach. The question of Rav Melchama is still around, and that is as follows. Our question was, Kulei Saiser, and this we already explained it on Amud Aleph, Kulei Saiser, is it going to be totally Saiser the Naziris, meaning 30 days? Ay Shiva Saiser is only going to be Saiser 7 days, and that is, we're coming to explain where Rav was trying to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, where the Gemara is explaining for Rav Melchama's question is that, even in the Mishnah, I get it. The Mishnah says that, which again we proved, must be that it's talking about a case where you became Tamei Toich Malais, but you only found out about it La'achar Malais after you finish on day 31, you brought your Kabbanis, you're about to cut to here, and someone says, hey, you became Tamei. He said, what? Really, I became Tamei? So yes, the Mishnah says, Benkach, it's going to be Saiser. With the Tamei Satahayim, Tamei Yudu, it's going to be Saiser. But on that, the question is, how much is it going to be Saiser? 7 days or 30 days? Now, the Gemara asks, Laman. In other words, when the Mishnah says, and Rami Bacham is questioned in the halacha of the Mishnah, who is he asking this question to regarding if it's going to be say so 30 days or 7 days? As the Gemara explains, Eileim l'Rabbanan, if you say it would be going like the opinion of the Rabbanan who argue under Beliezer, and they hold that after you, if you're finding out after the Malais, meaning to say that obviously before you brought your Karbanis, because if you brought your Karbanis, according to them, you're ready. You already finished your Naziris. So you're on day 31, but you didn't bring your Karbanis yet. So on that, the Gemara says, Pshita de Kulei Saiser. What's Rami Bacham's question? Obviously, it would be totally Saiser all the 30 days, at least rabbinically, as we said in Perek Gimel, because the opinion of the Rabbanan, Daf Tezayin and Alf, has brought that they hold that even if you become Tamei Acham Alois, even after when you're already on day 31, rabbinically, it's going to be Saiser all 30 days. So according to them, it's obvious the halacha of our Mishnah that says that you're about to bring your karbanis, let's say, according to them, or according to Beliezer, bring your, cut your hair, that it's going to be Saiser all 30 days. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, Ve'il Rabbi Eliezer, and if you're asking according to Rabbi Eliezer, but Kol Acher Malais Shiva Saiser, but whenever you're after the period of the Malais, of the term of your Naziris, meaning you're already past 30 days, you're already day 31, it's going to be only Saiser 7 days. So what's the question? Contra Rabban, it's obvious it's 30 days. Contra Blias, it's obviously that it's 7 days. Now, this is where the Gemara clarifies what Rami Bacham's question was. And it shows how you can't resolve it like Rav had attempted from the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, the Rosh just points out one thing that really, the Gemara could have asked, Rami Bacham could have asked this question even according to the Rabbanan. In other words, the question basically is, do we go after when the Tumah happened? Where according to Rabbanan, since that was Toich Malais, that wouldn't be Saiserit biblically. And then you would actually have to bring Karbanas Tumah like any Nazir Tameh. Or do we go Basar Yediyah when you find out about it, where, yes, although the Gemara said that according to Rabbanan, it will be Saiser, but that's only rabbinically. And if it's rabbinically going to be Saiser, you're not going to bring Karbanas Tumah. So there would be a difference even according to Rabbanan. So said Zerash that the Gemara just preferred to say it based on what, because we're coming to clarify the halacha of the Mishnah, which it said, Imach Legilach, which was going according to Eliezer. So that's why we're coming to clarify the halacha of the Mishnah, and that's why we said according to Rabbi Eliezer, but truthfully is the Gemara's question really applies, even according to Rabbanan. When you have the Tumah at one point in time, and you find out about a different point in time, when do you define that halacha regards to the Nazir? When the Tumah happened, which was Teichamon Leis, then the Seisar, everything, or when you find out about it, where, again, according to Rabbanan, it's only going to be a rabbinic steer of 30 days, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's only going to be Seisar, a period of 7 days. But that's the Gemara's question, asking what is Rabbi Bachama's question? What are you asking? Whoever you're going like, it's pretty clear. Rabbanan is going to be 30 days, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to be 7 days. So Amalach, on that Rabbi Eliezer would tell you that no. Hanamili kinitma achamal, and this was really what Rabbi Bachama's question was. Hanamili kinitma achamalois. That's only if, when did Rabbi Eliezer say that achamalois is only going to be sized for 7 days? Even if you took, let's say, a 30-day Naziris. That's if you became Tamei after the 30 days. On day 31, before you finished your Naziris, let's say before you brought your haircut, you became Tamei. So then he says only 6 to 7 days. But Vahai Lifnei Meloisu. But here you became Tamei before the 30-day period had ended. Let's say day 15. So therefore, that's why maybe it should be 6 to 30 days. Aydil Mashani Hachi. Or maybe here it's different, says Rami Bachama, in the interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The idea Acha Meloisi, where maybe here that you only found out about it after the Malays, then maybe it will only be size to 7 days. And therefore it is a valid question according to Rabbi Eliezer, and as we said, even according to Rabbanan really, do we go basa the Tuma or basa the Yediyah? Now that is what the Gemara says, but we know that Rava would answer and says that from that Ketani we could learn from our Mishnah that it will resolve Rami Bachama's question. Because the Mishnah says, Beinkach u Beinkach, it said either way, whether it's a Tuma Satayim or Tuma Yedua, it said that. Now, the way Rava just proved that the case must be talking about is that although the Tumah was Teich Malais, but the Yedi was only La'achar Malais. So it says no matter what type of Tumah it is, and no matter what the situation is, it's going to be Seiser. Now, V'loi Kemiflegi, now the Mishnah doesn't make any differentiations, meaning between whether if the Tumah was Teich Malais to whether the Tumah was Achar Malais. It just says that it's going to be Seiser. So obviously we see that it's going to be the same halacha for both of them, in other words, just like when he finds out Achar Malois, regarding a Tumma of Achar Malois, it's only going to be 6 to 7 days, which we said that's the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. So too, if he finds out afterwards, regarding a Tumma that happened before the Malois, that is also only going to be 6 to 7 days. So therefore you see from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't differentiate and gives them a uniform halacha, that obviously they would go based on the idea. So even if the Tumah was Teish Leishim, but since the idea was La'achar Malais, and therefore that Achar Malais is a period of stira of 7 days, we go based on the idea and not on the Tumah. Now the Rush points out a question, and he says that seemingly this is contradictory to what we actually said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a Nazir Shegilech, if he cut his hair and then he finds out that he was Tumah, so he said that if it was a Tumah Yedua, it's going to be Saisa the Naziris. So obviously he says we go based on the Tumah, not on when the Yediyah is. If you go based on when you find out, which seemingly we said up until now, is Benkach or Benkach, whether Tumah Satayim or whether Tumah Yedua, it's when you find out about it. That's the criteria. And then that's why we were saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's the town of our Mishnah, that his other halacha of Achar Malois will say that even if he became Tumah Teich Shleishim, but you only found out Achar Shleishim, there's only going to be Saisa 7 days. So we see it's based on when you find out about it. So why does our Mishnah say that if you were a Tumah you do and you find out after you finished that it's going to be Saiser, but who cares that you became Tumah during your Naziris, but you found out about it only afterwards? And like a Nazir who's done his Naziris becomes Tumah, he's not going to be Saiser's Naziris. Here we should go based on the Yediyah, which is afterwards. So that the Rosh says that you can't compare the two halachas, that of what our Gemara just defined over here, to answer Rambam Bacham's question, and the halacha of our Mishnah. That is because the Reisha of our Mishnah was talking about where he already brought his Karbonus of Tumah. Now, so obviously, that he's going to have to bring other Karbonus, and we're going to have to go based on when the Tumah happened. Why? Because if you would go like our Gemara said, based on when the idea is, but he's already done with his Naziris. Now, you can't define his Naziris based on his idea when he's not in the category anymore of Naziris. But if he became Tumei Achar Malois before he brought his Karbonus, let's say Kontra Abanon, or before he cut his hair Kontra Eliezer, where he's still within the framework of his Naziris, so then you can go based on the idea. And therefore, that's how the Rush differentiates regarding the halacha of our Mishnah. Yes, if you're already done, you can't go based on the idea of what? Idea of the tumah would only apply if you're still in your naziris. So do we go on based on when you contracted the tumah or when you found out about it? Then we could say it's based on the idea. But once you're already past naziris, that can't be used as a variable for the criterion of the definition, and therefore must go based on the when the tumah happened, which was teich malais, and therefore you're going to be seiser the naziris of what the beginning of the mission was talking about. But the halacha over here was talking about that you'll go based on the idea because it's still before you finish your naziris. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of this halacha of tumas atohim. Tan Rabban will learn a brisa. Hamaitze meis mutu l'rachba shalderach. So we quoted this brisa before that it said if someone's walking by on the road and they find that there was a corpse that took up, which we're saying that this is a tumas atohim, it was buried beneath the ground, but they end up finding that it was along the width of the road. In other words, it takes up the whole space, and therefore it's impossible that anyone that walked by should not have been oyel, leaned over that corpse. So says the Brayis, l'truma tame. So for the halachas of truma, he's considered tame. Ubenazir ba'isa pesach tar. But however, for the halachas of nazir and making carbon pesach, we consider him tar. Again, as we said, that's halacha meishum sinai, unique to nazir and carbon pesach that we say that he's tar. Now that the Brayis continues. When did we say this, that for truma is going to be tamei? That's she'en le'makom laver. That's only if there's nowhere that you could have walked by that road and not have been walking over the corpse. Ava yesh le'makom laver. But if let's say there was room to walk by, meaning if let's say it didn't take up the entire width of the road, could be where the edge of the road, the corpse is not there, could be he just happened to have walked by there on the side. So then afle truma tar. So then even for truma is going to be tar. And the reason being is because as we said on the Manaf, that Suffolk Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is Tumah, the contrast is that Suffolk Tumah B'Rishus HaRabah, when there's a doubtful Tumah in the public domain, we say the Suffolk is going to be Tar, and therefore we consider him out of doubt as Tar. Continues the Brisa, another qualification. B'Med Devam Amun, when did we say that for Truma, he's going to be Tumah? That's Shematzei Shalom, that if they found the corpse was whole, Ava Meshubar, but if they found that it was broken into pieces, a Mefurik, or he was dismembered, that there were separate limbs all over, then afila ein mokum lava, then even if there's no room to walk by the road, meaning to say the corpse does take up the entire width, however, not in one shot, because he's obviously dismembered. Rather, you have half the corpse that takes up the right side of the road, let's say till the middle, or even the majority of the road, and the other half, which is far away from it, takes up the left side of the road, let's say to half point, or even to the majority of it. Now, you're right, if someone would be walking straight line, it wouldn't be possible that he wouldn't be going over at least part of the corpse. Still, he's going to be tahar. The reason being is because we can say that maybe he walked slanty. As the Brisa says, Cheshin and Shema Bein Parak and Over, we could suspect that maybe he walked between the pieces. So although if you walk in a straight line, you have this one taking up the majority, and let's say a few feet later, this one taking up the majority. But could be he walked like this, to the left, to the right, and could be went around, and therefore that will apply to the halach of Safek Tumah, Birshus HaRabim, that the Sveik is going to be tar. Now, however, it would be kever, but if let's say that even though this corpse was dismembered or broken up, but if it was in a grave, then that fill him a shubba mafuruk tumah, then even if it's broken up and dismembered, it will be tumah, and the reason being is because when they should kever mitzarfei. The halach is that the grave itself is one cohesive unit, and it considers it as combined, and therefore, since it's taking up that whole entire space, even though you technically could have walked in ways that would have been passing by, but since the kever is one area, so that considers one unit, and you have definitely walked over, so therefore, for truma, you're going to be considered as tame. Now, the Brisa continues and says, "Bamedav amamum." When did we say that will be toila lahakel? That if you walk, that maybe you walk between the pieces when you're walking, and to say that even by truma you're going to be tar. Is b'mahalach b'raglav. That's only if you were walking with your feet. Then the halacha is that you're going to be tar. Aval ta'un, but if let's say he was carrying a load, a rachuv, or he was riding on top of an animal, then tameh is going to be tameh. And the reason being is lefisha mahalach b'raglav, because if you're walking by your feet, so efshalay shalay yigab v'shalay yasas v'shalay yal, it's possible that maybe you didn't touch, or maybe you didn't create movement, or maybe you didn't lean over that corpse, because could be you walked in a way that avoided the corpse. But toin or rachav, but if you're carrying a load or if you're riding an animal, it's not possible that you didn't either touch or do what's called hesed, moving in some way the corpse, or to lean over the corpse. And the reason being is because it's not possible that you were standing straight up to go on the sides and not become tamei, and therefore this will not classify for the suffix tamei v'shus harabim. Rather, it's obviously that you did become tamei because you definitely were mal over the mess. Now the Brassic continues with another qualification. When did we say this, that although that he doesn't have any room to walk by, that he's going to be tahar by the Karban Pesach, and for the Nazir, that is betumah satahim. That is when there was a tumah of the depth. But if it's a known source of tumah, he just didn't realize it when he was walking by, then actually all three of them will be tamei. Meaning not only for the halacha of truma, but even for the halachas of a nazir, it's going to be seisis naziris, and for the making of the Karban Pesach. Now, that's what the Braisa continues and says. So what is a tumah yidua, and what's a tumah satahim? So that the Braisa says, ve'ezuhi tumah satahim. What is considered tumah of the depth, which will exempt, even if they definitely had walked over it for the Nazir and for the Karban Pesach? That's called she'in makiri echad b'saif ha'olam. That's if no one in the entire world could be had ever known about this, because it was buried deep down under. But makiri echad b'saif ha'olam, but if someone even at the end of the world knows about this, ein zu tumas ha'tahim, that's not considered a tumah of the depth. And the Braisa explains what are the cases. Hayatamun b'tevin b'tzrayris. Let's say this source of tumah was buried inside straw or in pebbles. Sarizu tumasatahim, that's tumah of the depth, because it could be no one ever knew about it. It was concealed, no one ever knew. So therefore, even if you definitely walked over it, for Nazir and Pesach, it's not a problem. But if, let's say, it was bayamim in the seas, or ba'afela in the darkness, or ubin the kikas loim in the holes of rocks, where although maybe it's hidden, but it's not totally concealed, it's not covered over, then einzu tumasatahim, that's not tumah of the depth, because it could be, it's available that someone had seen it. And therefore, even though no one that you know of had known about it, but could be someone knew about it, therefore you will be tamei even for Nazir and for Karban Pesach. Now the Braisa concludes, for the Amr Tumasat HaHaim, they only said this dispensation for the Nazir and the Karban Pesach, that if it was a source of tumah that was buried deep down, that could be no one ever knew about it, that's not going to make them tamei. That's Ela Lames Bilfad. It's only regards to halachas of tumas mes, which we were speaking of until now, regarding a corpse buried in the ground. However, let's say regards to tumas zav or zava, where it's something, let's say, that could not have been known, which is an emission from a body, where elsewhere the Gemara sugis talk about exactly what does that mean in the context of tumas satayim, but for that, the Braisa says that wouldn't apply. This halachal meshimusina was only said for Nazir and Pesach, and regards to the halachas of tumas mes, if it turns out that they had gone over this tumas satayim of a corpse, they're not going to be seisis in the Naziris and create a problem of a Karban Pesach. And again, in our Mishnah, we define further the ramifications and the specifics of this halacha of the Tumas HaTahayim, how it applies to Nazir. Again, it has to be Tumas HaTahayim, has to be Achar de Taklachas, and it has to be also that he had a Cheskes Tahara. It wasn't that he was already Tumas Mes, because if he was a Tumas Mes and he was going to immerse, and in there there was a Tumas Mes, then actually the halacha Meshav Sinai would not say that it's not seisis in the Naziris, and then it actually would be seisis in the Naziris.